right after.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we have the Kissmas concert.
Yes.
It has been announced. You have to get your tickets. The tickets are going to go really fast, especially for these acts. We have the boy band, Why Don't We? We have Sabrina Carpenter. And we have Bryce Vine.
Woo-hoo!
It's December 13th at Rooftop 210. Get your tickets at kiss95.1.com. So I embarrass myself at my apartment complex.
What'd you do?
You know, like when you say things and you ask people, like, if you need help and you hope they don't actually say yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I fell into that trap. I fell into that trap. So I'm at the parking garage, and I see a lady struggling with her groceries in her back trunk. She has a lot of them. And she says, hey, how you doing? I was like, good. Do you need any help? And I said that thinking she'd go, no, I got it.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of instinct for you.
Right. And she said, oh, that'd be great. Yo, I got a broken foot and my hip's been like overcompensating. So it like locks up now.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't be like on my feet more than 20 minutes before I'm like in really bad pain. So I'm helping her with these groceries and I get to like two trips and my hip starts the back pain thing and locking up and I can't move. I'm in so much pain.
How many groceries did she have? Like how many people were you shopping for?
I don't know. She had a bigger apartment than mine.
Maybe so. She's shopping for Thanksgiving.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe. More than two trips?
Yeah, more than two trips. And get the move that she did. She goes, I'll just start putting them up if you want to go back out to the car. I'm like, okay. All right.
That's funny. Or the other thing that would be funny too, Lorraine, is if you just stand there and I'll load you. Loading bag after bag.
Yeah.
So that was nice of you, but now you're in a situation because your foot's hurting and your back's hurting.
Yeah, I have to quit.
But she's depending on you.
And I have to quit my job.
Did you tell her?
I got back on the second back end, I was like, hey, listen, I got a broken foot and it's causing back. I can't do it anymore.
Aww.
I mean, so I can't.
But
I'm so sorry.
But Roy, really, there's only one more trip.
Yeah.
And she goes, and she's like, she was good about it.
Okay.
You know, she's like, oh, that's fine. She's like, I didn't even realize you had a broken foot. Like, really?
You're like, well, I got that big old boot on.
I just thought that was your gait.
Well, no, this is, by the way, how I walk around. It's not.
I mean, you're in a parking deck, so she can't hear that.
Yeah, it's not like I'm not silent. I'm not sneaking up on anyone.
No, he walks around like any picture, any Halloween monster.
That's how I walk.
Igor, a zombie. Yeah, that's how Roy's walking.
That's how I'm. Yeah, walking.
So that's so funny.
I'm
Can
so
I help?
Embarrassed.
Yeah, I would love that. And then you had to quit.
Yeah.
So she had to go back out and get the rest of the packages.
Yeah, I left her trunk wide open. She had to go back out there and
oh, boy.
Get her own groceries.
All right, Loren, let's take a quick poll here. Did Roy do the right thing by helping? Should he have finished the job? Should he have not quit on the job?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
See, you're a tough critic.
I know. And I say you already committed to it. And if there was only like one more trip left or two more trips, you're already hurting at that point. So you're not going to do any more
so
damage.
So push through the pain.
Yeah, kind of.
All right, let's take a quick people poll here. I know, Roy, this isn't what it's about, but I thought maybe it would be fun to hear what people have to say.
Yeah.
She's relying on you.
I need to rely on people for me.
I need to ask somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me. Can you help me help her?
Yeah, can you help me unload the stranger's groceries?
And then you just sit there and watch this other person
meanwhile,
work.
She's inside putting groceries up and some random dude shows up in her apartment like, who's this guy?
All right, real quick. 704-570-9595. MRL Show family, we need a quick people poll here. Did Roy do the right thing by helping and then having to quit, or should he have followed through and finished the job through the pain? 704-570-9595. Roy, I think you did the right thing, bud. You helped out. You helped out. You did what you could.
Yeah.
And then you were honest with her. You're like, hey, I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad, though. Like, what did she do after Roy left? She had to go then recruit somebody else.
I don't know. Well, it's not like she was broken a foot or something.
Exactly.
She just had a lot of groceries. And you say it, and everyone's done it, where you say something hoping no one agrees. Like, oh, yeah, help me out. I bet you'll learn. I'll never be friendly. I'm going to be the one neighbor that just... Go to my apartment. Not talking to anyone.
That's like that episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
There's an old Seinfeld episode where Jerry doesn't want to say hi to anybody in the lobby.
Oh. It brings troubles.
It does, but you did the right thing. Now, I feel like the people are going to also say, Roy, you did the right thing. And then you'll be happy. Maybe she hears the segment.
Maybe. I don't think she listens to the show, by the way. She didn't know.
Maybe that should be your condition next time.
Yeah, do they got to be fans?
Yeah.
Let's talk with Chris and Clover. Chris, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
All right, quick poll. Go ahead. I said quick. We're taking a quick poll. Go ahead. What do you think?
Roy did the right thing. He should have quit, and that lady totally took advantage of him. She should have been going up and down those stairs with him.
Thank you.
Rude. It was rude.
Well, hold on a second, Chris, because Loren and I are familiar with Roy's building.
No. I like the fact that she thinks I'm going up and down stairs.
He's not.
Roy can park on the same floor where you just walk straight out to the garage. Was that where you were you walking straight out to the garage, or did you have to go down?
Yeah, no, we're on the same floor, and we also have an elevator in case you can't do that. But.
Well, she asked him for help. She should have not just stood there. She should have, listened to her groceries.
Right.
Go.
Yeah.
She was on the unpacking duty for some reason.
She goes, I'll unpack.
You keep doing it.
And by the way, you're not fast when you're not hurt. Like,
yeah,
you kind of have a slow pace. I mean, did she realize when it was a 20-minute round trip that maybe... Thanks, Chris. Let's see what else people have to say, Roy.
That's probably why she was like, I'll wait here. You go get the groceries, because it was taking him so long. She's like, I could be so productive in this time.
Probably. You're probably right. Colby in York.
Here's Roy.
Good morning, y'all. Morning, Colby.
My question is, how many bags were you taking that you required more than two or three trips?
How many at a time? Good
you
question.
You know what? It's so funny because I started analyzing that myself. And whenever I'm alone, I do like 40 bags on each arm.
Yeah,
but for
exactly.
some odd reason.
I make all effort to only make one trip.
I don't know. I didn't do that with her. I got as much as my hands could grab. But I think in the time I was afraid of dropping a bag or a bag breaking.
Yeah.
Right. It's not your stuff.
Yeah. So I was very, cautious. If it's my own, man, it looks like I'm a grocery monster with all the bags on me.
One more. Don and Charlotte, hey.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. If you're just joining us, Roy helped someone in his apartment and then had a bail on the help after he said he was too hurt to continue helping. Did he do the right thing, Don, by helping and then bailing?
Roy, I'm sorry, honey. You didn't do the right thing.
Oh, no.
You couldn't help. You shouldn't offer. I'm sorry.
See, that's kind of how I feel. Like, you were already committed at that point.
I'm sorry, but you got to follow through.
Oh, and I don't know why.
Thanks, Don.
Don, the moments the words left my mouth, I was like, why did I do that? Why did I say that?
What if you see her again and she doesn't say hi to you?
Yeah.
Hey, Bree.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.